He's still in front of me.
As the mid-morning sun beat down over Ambler, a group of local kids helped haul drop bags and straw for Catherine Keith and Noah Burmeister. The two mushers arrived within an hour of each other in the tiny Northwest Arctic village. Keith told her competitor she was sure he'd eventually pull ahead of her team.
Who's going to win the race?
Your dog.
He's still in front of me.
Both mushers set about feeding and bedding down their dogs. Despite dropping one in Selowik, Burmeister says he's pleased with how his team's running so far.
Yep, my team's, I like how they're looking. They're looking good and cruising along nice. So, no, I'm just looking ahead. I'll worry about what's behind me if they pass me.
Catherine Keith says she's also happy with her team's performance.
I love these guys. They got great attitudes. I think that's so important in a race, so I love it.
Keith and her partner John Baker recently bought out a kennel run by Kelly Maxner in Big Lake, so she's still getting to know new dogs. She arrived in Ambler in third place, but she says she's not convinced she can hold on to that spot.
There's a lot of nice teams here, but yeah. I can't really predict quite yet who's gonna win.
From Selowik, teams traveled more than 80 miles to Ambler. Keith says the trail was soft and punchy in places.
What I'm hoping is here and through Kobuk, there's going to be such a good snow machine trail that it should be a pretty nice, kind of like nice, easy traveling conditions. But I think here over land to Selowik, it's not as commonly traveled, so I think that's why it was a little, you know, mushy. Yeah. But it's good. It kind of levels out the playing field. So I think, you know, the teams that are going to do good in this year's race are going to be teams that are not just good travelers, but teams that can work a little too.
In front of Keith is the rough-mannered Frenchman, Sebastien Verneau. When his team checked in at Ambler, it was clear they still had plenty of gas in the tank. Verneau says he didn't run into other teams along the trail overnight, and he's not concerned about what's in front or who's behind him.
It's not so important, the place for me. Just to sit there building the teams, and they are young. They're only most of them are 18 months old, so it's a good to learn for them.
The stop in Ambler was well-timed. Half the field arrived before the sun rose high, with plans to rest through most of the early afternoon. Avoiding the midday heat could help keep dogs from becoming dehydrated. Mushers have to rest their teams for a cumulative 20 hours in checkpoints along the trail. Most had already accumulated between 4 and 5 hours of rest by the time they reached Ambler, but Nicholas Petit arrived with only 2.5 hours of rest on his team.
That's usually kind of my plan in races, just because when they're full of piss and vinegar, it's kind of hard to hold them back. But I like resting in the day and running at night. So I figured cut it short back there a little bit and pull in here before the sun comes out.
Petit was in no hurry to leave Ambler.
How long do you plan on staying here?
Well, a good while. I'm going to get a P.O. box.
He says he might have an advantage as the rabbit in this year's race.
Yeah, I mean, from the start, I got away from everybody, and that's kind of nice because I think all their dogs chased each other, using more energy in the sun, and mine were just doing their own thing. So,
from Ambler, teams have two relatively short runs to Shungnak and on to Kobuk, where they'll turn around. Most are likely to take another long rest when they return to Ambler, before they tackle a second long 80-plus mile stretch to Kiana. On the Kobuk 440 Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Ambler.